off. She clung more tightly, so I stilled and continued to hold her, though half the muscles in my body ached. Eventually she peeled herself away, rose, built up the fire. I sat. She stood behind me a while, staring at the flames. Then she rested a hand on my shoulder a moment. In a faraway voice she said, "Good night." She went into another room. I sat for 10 or 15 minutes before putting on a last log and shuffling back into the real world. I must have worn an odd look. Neither Goblin nor One Eye aggravated me. I rolled into my bedroll back to them, but did not fall asleep for a long time. Chapter 55. Opening Rounds. I wakened, startled. The Null. I had been out of it so much it disturbed me by its presence. I rolled out hurriedly, discovered I was alone in the room. Not only there, but in the barracks, practically. There were a few guards in the mess hall. The sun was not yet up. The wind still howled around the building. There was a marked chill in the air, though the fires were burning high. I shoveled boiled oats in and wondered what I was missing. The lady entered as I finished. "There you are. I thought I'd have to leave without you." Whatever her problems the night before, she was brisk and confident and ready for business now. The Null faded while I got my coat. I dropped by my own room momentarily. The limper was still there. I left, frowning thoughtfully. Into the carpet. Full crew today. Every carpet was fully crewed and armed. But I was more interested in the absence of snow between town and the Barrowland. That howling wind had blown it away. We went up as it became light enough to see. The lady took the carpet up till the Barrowland resembled a map taking shape as shadows vaporized. She set us to cruising in a tight circle. The wind, I noted, had faded. The great barrow looked ready to collapse into the river. 100 hours, she said, as though divining my thoughts. So we were reduced to counting hours. I looked around the horizon. There. The comet. They can't see it from the ground, but tonight it'll have to cloud up. Below, tiny figures scurried around one quarter of the cleared area. The lady unrolled a map similar to Bowman's. "Raven," I said. "Today, if we're lucky." "What are they doing down there?" "Surveying." More than that was happening. The guards were out in full battle regalia, forming an arc around the Barrowland. Light siege machines were being assembled, but some men were indeed surveying and setting up rows of lances flying colored pennons. I did not ask why. She would not explain. A dozen wind whales hovered to the east, beyond the river. I had thought them long departed. The sky there burned with dawn's conflagration. "First test," the lady said. "A feeble monster." She frowned in concentration. Our carpet began to glow. A white horse and white rider came from the town. Darling, accompanied by Silent and the lieutenant. Darling rode into an aisle marked